King Midas next snatched a hot potato and attempted to cram it into his mouth and swallow it in a hurry. But the golden touch was too nimble for him. He found his mouth full, not of mealy potato, but of solid metal, which so burned his tongue that he roared aloud and, jumping up from the table, began to dance and stamp about the room, both with pain and fright.
"Father, dear father!"
cried little Marigold, who was a very affectionate child.
"Pray, what is the matter? Have you burned your mouth?"
"Ah, dear child," groaned Midas, "I don't know what is to become of your poor father."
And truly, did you ever hear of such a pitiable case in all your lives? Here was the richest breakfast that could be set before a king, and its very richness made it good for nothing. The poorest laborer, sitting down to his crust of bread and cup of water, was far better off than King Midas, whose food was really worth its weight in gold. And what was to be done? Already at breakfast, Midas was very hungry. Would he be less so by dinner time? And how great would be his appetite for supper, which must consist of the same kind of food as that now before him? How many days, think you, would he survive the use of this rich fare? These thoughts so troubled wise King Midas that he began to doubt whether, after all, riches are the one desirable thing in the world, or even the most desirable. But this was only a passing thought. So pleased was Midas with the glitter of the yellow metal that he would still have refused to give up the golden touch for so small a matter as a breakfast. Just imagine what a prize for one meal! It would have been the same as paying millions and millions of money for some fried trout, an egg, a potato, a hot cake, and a cup of coffee.